This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate voted Friday not to allow new testimony and documents in U.S. President Trump's impeachment trial, setting up a vote next week on two articles of impeachment facing the president. AP's Mike Gracia with details.
The U.S. Senate has voted against summoning witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the tally of the late afternoon vote Friday.
The yeas are 49. The nays are 51.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah broke ranks with the GOP and voted with Democrats for witnesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to react.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome.
The House of Representatives brought two articles of impeachment against Trump in December, charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions in an effort to prevent the spread of the new virus that's been hitting China hard.
At a White House briefing that included other top officials, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry to the U.S. of foreign nationals believed to be at risk of transmitting the virus.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
Americans returning from anywhere in China will be allowed into the country, but will face screening and be required to undertake 14 days of self-isolation. Americans returning from Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be placed in mandatory quarantine. The announcement came not long after health officials issued a federal quarantine order to continue monitoring Americans who've been staying at a Southern California military base since they were evacuated from Wuhan, China. I'm Jennifer King.
And a vaccine against the new coronavirus may start testing in as little as 3 months, according to National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci. This is VOA News. Singing patriotic songs and waving Union Jacks, thousands of Britons flocked to a muddy patch of grass outside Parliament on a damp Friday night to toast their moment of history. It's Britain's departure from the European Union. While Prime Minister Boris Johnson kept a low profile at a private reception in his Downing Street office, more than 5,000 people gathered just down the road to celebrate the moment loudly. Chief Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage told the crowd they had reason to celebrate.
Because we know that this is the single most important moment in the modern history of our great nation. That is what is happening tonight.
Britain's exit from the EU ends 47 years of union with Europe and also draws a line under a bitter and divisive wrangling over whether, when, and how the country should cut its ties to the bloc. The Trump administration will lift certain limits on the use of landmines as a weapon of war, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
At a Pentagon news conference, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says landmines
are an important tool,
and U.S. commanders need to have them available
to shape the battlefield and to protect our forces.
The Obama administration had committed to destroying U.S. stockpiles of landmines not needed for the defense of South Korea and sought to move the United States toward eventually joining an international agreement that banned the production, use, stockpiling, and transfer of anti-personnel landmines. Asked about the morality of using landmines, given the dangers they can pose to civilians long after a war has ended, Esper says Pentagon plans will take great care to
take into account both the safety of employment and the safety to civilians and others after a conflict.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A key accuser in former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein's trial in New York testified that Weinstein raped her twice. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The 34-year-old woman told the jury Weinstein trapped her in a hotel room in New York in 2013 and angrily ordered her to undress. 8 months later, she testified in a hotel in Los Angeles where she worked as a hairdresser. Weinstein screamed at her, "You owe me one more time. I don't have time for games." She also told the jury Weinstein could be charming, but if he heard the word no, it was like a trigger for him. The defense said the woman sent Weinstein warm emails that said things like, "Miss you, big guy," but not once in hundreds of emails did she accuse him of harming her. Harvey Weinstein has maintained any sexual encounters were consensual. I'm Ed Donahue.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. I've got an exciting show for you today with a rockin' playlist, two interviews, and a special studio guest. It's Jackson Mbunganyi.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on, everyone? What's up, Heather? I'm so excited to be here.
I'll get back to you very shortly, but first, let me tell you about the rest of the show. You're going to hear Afrobeats, neo-soul, neo-traditional, world music, hip-hop, and live band music from 11 different countries, including one from Jamaica. Some are by beloved veterans like Wes from Cameroon and Afrigo Band of Uganda. And then there's contemporary female artists like Star Z, Simi, and Almuk. Our Song of the Week features Ghanaian rapper, producer, and entrepreneur Manifest. Kwame Ofori and I interviewed him about his song Tomorrow in Accra. You're going to love that song. And then we go to Nairobi, Kenya, where reporter Bill Odidi features an exciting new album called Sounds of Sasab. This is a high-energy fusion of traditional singers and electronic music. And Bill interviews two of the album's producers, DJ Swaj and Dylan S. We've also got a nice jam of traditional Igbo music from Nigeria that comes from the MTIA archives. So let's get this show on the road. We start in Togo with Almuk. The singer won Best Urban Song with Maube Secrétaire at the Togo All Music Awards in December. I've played that song before on the show. I know you love it. I love it too. But she's out with a new one. It's called Saka Saka, or Mix 'em Up. Confuse them. There are people, she says, who want to see you fail, but ignore them and continue on your path.
Saka saka, ewilo saka saka, ola we kaka saka saka, elago ope saka saka, saka saka, ewilo saka saka, ola we kaka saka saka, elago ope saka saka.
From Togo with Saka Saka. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now we're going to Nigeria. Here's Simi's latest single, Selense.
Lola Jetty Wago, Entreprenio International, Bonanzo so sleep, Lola de sleep. Is in a hangover. Now every day
Use Your Time Well, people. Selense. That was Simi's new single out of Nigeria.
Hi, we are musicians, Noram Tsemari. This is Music Time in Africa.
This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're all doing well and enjoying your weekend. I've got another great song for you. And then we're going to listen to two songs back to back, followed by a nice conversation with my studio guest who's still here right next to me, Jackson. You hanging in there, Jackson?
Yes, I'm here. I'm waiting for it. Can't wait. Great music.
This next song, Jackson, is by an artist called Gwamba and features rapper Lawi. Do you have any idea where he might be from?
No idea.
All right, he's from Malawi. Now listen, he sings in a language we don't understand. So I asked a Malawi-based reporter, Lamek Masina, to help us out with the translation. Here it is.
Hi, Heather. This is Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi. The song is about a passenger who is demanding his change for money he has given to the conductor. The passenger is reminding the conductor that when he was boarding the bus, he was told to pay 100 kwacha as a bus fare. But now the conductor is deducting 120 kwacha from the amount he has paid. So he wants the conductor to stop the nonsense. Otherwise, he says he will not drop off unless he gets change from his hard-earned money. So here, the passenger goes spiritual, saying, even Jesus needs the change, but not change from money, but change from your heart and start following him. And now this is the clever way Gwamba has fused gospel into the song, dominated with a secular message. For Music Time in Africa, this is Lamek Masina in Malawi.
Banyasa daily fancy go my saka sigona zoti ndiwe shasha menya business basu maitsatsa ndemoga pesa kandalama sister shonde kumaga kwiditsitsa moga magona nako kukafunditsa kwajuluka mbapa ndemuzika bisa
ndikubempa mundi tandize wango ndivuta ndi umphawi.
Dola ili paminga pofaya kudesa pena kukwela njinga dengati uma esanga tukundi imba liloloka wandilila sindi imba
nikubempa mundi tandize wango nikudani mkawi.
was Akonda Kitale by Gwamba featuring Lawi from Malawi. All right, peepas. Hey, this is Heather Maxwell, and I am with Jackson Mvunganyi.
What's up, what's up?
Now, what we're going to do, Jackson, is we're going to listen to two songs back to back.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is called Faire le Vide, and then we're going to listen to Champion. Now, Faire le Vide comes from the country of Gabon, and Champion comes from the great country of Sierra Leone, which you and I know well because...
we've been there together.
Yeah!
Yes.
So we're going to listen to these two songs back to back. Then we're going to talk about what they have in common.
Right.
And you guys listening, try to guess, what do these two songs have in common? All right, here's Faire le Vide by Cobalt Building featuring Don Nakes and Apollon.
Building, baby. Man, elle veut du love abondamment. Un vrai ami, un bon amant. Ouais, ouais. Tu la blesses continuellement. Et c'est lire dans tes yeux quand tu lui mens. Ouais, ouais. Je pensais que tu l'avais validé. Elle t'aime et t'en as pas idée. Elle pense que t'es là pour le sexe, comme l'ont fait tous ses ex. J'entends crier Mayday, Mayday. Elle veut une relation solide, que tu te comportes en leader. Range ton ego débile, elle ne va pas le futur sans toi. Elle a besoin que tu la guides, que tu lui accordes un peu de taille. T'as pris possession de son mind. Je lui dis bébé, garde ton calme. Si y a un problème, je serai près de toi. J't'aiderai à faire le vide. Solide.
Je serai là pour t'élever.
Je veux que ton cœur soit libre.
Pleurer ne va rien changer.
Je crois que j'ai quand même mon mot à dire. Si elle m'aime vraiment, pourquoi peut-être partir? Je suis comme je suis, donc elle accepte ou elle flex. Chacun a ses bons et ses mauvais réflexes. Elle veut du Louis, du Gucci, du Prada, je lui donne tout. Elle panique quand je suis pas là, je t'avoue, ça me rend fou. Je lui dis, arrête si, s'il te plaît, évite ça, s'il te plaît. Mais elle n'en fait qu'à sa tête, non mais arrête. Elle veut faire le vide, comprendre ce qui s'est passé. Me dit qu'elle m'aime, mais ce n'est vraiment pas assez. Passe mon temps au fond d'elle, jamais proche d'elle. Elle dit que dans mes yeux, il n'y a plus d'étincelles. Je suis un noir avec attitude, loin de Compton. C'est ma bombe, c'est Mariana. Rom pom pom pom. Tous les couples connaissent ceci, entre joie, love et souci. Je parle cru comme un sushi, soyons forts ce coup-ci. Je voudrais qu'on se parle une fois, baby, rien qu'une fois.
Je t'aiderai à faire le vide,
évader pour mieux refaire.
Créer des liens solides,
je serai là pour t'élever.
Que ton cœur soit libre,
pleurer ne va rien changer.
Je crois que j'ai quand même mon mot à dire. Si elle m'aime vraiment, pourquoi peut-être pas.
Elle a le corps, elle a les hanches, les cuisses, le dimanche, classe, élégance, c'est délicieuse Beyoncé. Elle a besoin d'un homme qui s'affirme, qui la charme, qui l'attire, un homme pur qu'elle admirait. Pas un gosse, qu'il s'agit d'un mec dur, mais fébrile, plutôt tendre et viril, c'est. Quelle maladie, c'est à moi qu'elle aspire, quand elle crie au secours. Mais voilà qu'on n'entend pas, non pas, elle a besoin. Il parle, lui ne laisse pas l'écho. Du silence vous détruire. Y a des mecs qui ont l'écran et qui ne cessent de lui dire.
Je t'aiderai à faire le vide.
Évader pour mieux refaire.
Créer des liens solides.
Je serai là pour t'élever.
Veux que ton cœur soit libre.
Pleurer ne va rien changer.
Je crois que j'ai quand même mon mot à dire. Si elle m'aime vraiment, pourquoi veut-elle partir?
All right, that was Faire le Vide by Koba Building from Gabon. And now we move to the second song, Champion by Star Z from Sierra Leone.
The place me I grew up, we never slop. The place turn up whenever we are show up. My people show love, but them show love. When me lyrics them I drop, I make the people them go mad. So me a champion, girl, you see me rating so high. Number one for the spot. When me lyrics them I drop, I make the people them go mad.
Like me with a punch. Me with a punch. Me with a punch. box where me lyrics them a drop and make the people them go mad. So me a champion girl, you see me rating so high. Number one for the spot where me lyrics them a drop and make the people them go mad. Like me when you come.
Songs, one from Gabon and this last one from Sierra Leone by Starzy called Champion. Great songs. I'm with Jackson Vunganyi here. Right. He's been in the studio all hours so far. Now, I asked you guys, what do these have in common?
Right.
What do you say?
Well, I would say, aside from the fact that me and you went to Sierra Leone, Freetown, a couple of years ago.
Right.
But these two songs, one from Sierra Leone and the other one is from Gabon. Mm-hmm. These countries, both of them were in the news because, you know, Americans and British celebrities were on the continent, especially in Ghana, visiting Ghana for the Year of Return, 400 years.
Right, right.
Commemorating the transatlantic slave trade. And one of the celebrities was Ludacris, a superstar here in America.
Luda!
And Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Idris Elba was in Sierra Leone. I think he was also in Ghana.
Exactly.
Both of them made headlines because they were granted citizenship by these two different countries. Gabon for Ludacris because his wife is from Gabon. And Idris Elba, even though he was born and raised in the UK, his father is from Sierra Leone and he was also granted citizenship.
You got it. Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, 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 bing. Where's my prize?
That's right. And I think this is really exciting.
Right. And you were in Ghana too.
And I was in Ghana.
Yes.
Actually, I just happened to be at an outdoor event at a venue where all of the people, the 126 foreign nationals were granted citizenship.
Actually, yes.
And they were all celebrating it, and I was there.
Oh, interesting.
It was just fascinating.
Wow, and you catch any celebrities, sightings?
Yes. But I heard that the hotel I was staying at was the same hotel that Cardi B had gone to the same weekend,
right.
But I didn't see her.
Interesting. You know, the funny thing is I actually saw that hotel on Cardi B's Insta stories.
Yeah.
At the poolside.
Yeah, the poolside's
just
nice.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
And people were waiting for our inside
I heard about that.
But Heather was there.
I was there. I was
yes.
interviewing artists right at that poolside as well. Yeah.
Interesting. You had such a great trip, last year, to Ghana. So I'm sure your listeners will be very excited to hear some of the interviews that you did with the artists.
That's right. And in fact, the song of the week coming up later in the show is featuring one artist, Manifest from Ghana. And Kwame Ofori was there also. And we did this interview with him together. But let's just say that, the connection between these two songs is because Sierra Leone has now Idris Elba, who is a citizen, and Sierra Leone is very excited about that because
right.
they also feel that it's an opportunity for them to brand their country,
right.
which I find so fascinating.
Right.
Well, I also know from reading up on it that Idris Elba is his very first time stepping foot.
Is very interesting given that, one, he was in a movie about Sierra Leonean civil war where he was the main character, and number two, one of his parents comes from Sierra Leone, so I was wondering why it took him that long.
Good question, but he explained. I watched an interview where he actually, when he was there and being inducted, or however they call that,
into the Hall of Citizenship.
Yeah, but he was very heartfelt, very touching speech where he said, in his life, he was on his path to becoming an actor, and he struggled too, and it was always a dream, but he just couldn't get back. And I'm sure many diasporans have the same experience where, yeah, you want to go home, but you just can't because it's expensive and, you know, you're trying to live your life and make your life. So he's made it now, and this is his priority. So Luda, let's just talk about him. His wife, do you know how to pronounce her name?
Luda. Luda Chris.
Do you know how to pronounce her name?
Oh, no, I can't.
It's tough. I had to look it up. It's Yudaxi Mbugenge. But anyway, they are very happy. He and his three children are now citizens of Gabon. And
that's beautiful.
It's just beautiful. Lovely. Thank you so much for joining me. Before you go, though, I just want to mention this next song we're listening to is one of my favorites. And you know, Idris Elba also is an amazing rapper.
Yes, he is. Actually, one of the best DJs in the UK is Idris Elba.
This song, and we'll play it as you're leaving, is called Bossy.
Bossy.
And it's awesome. It's by Wiley, Stefflon Don, and featuring Idris Elba.
Absolutely. He does a great job, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Jackson.
You're welcome. I'm going to Fair La Vida.
Fair La Vida.
Bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy, fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free, bossy, house on the coast G, my money so long it doesn't know me, it's looking at my kids like I'm bossy.
Hey yo, Idris, tell them what they gonna take the piss, when Steffy step out do that turn up in a diss, body comfortable and me physically fit, I'm a brown and sweet just like the chocolate.
Yo, and my bun weed. Man want wine behind me, me have to move kind dusty. I'm looking for a brother who got hella pounds. 079, baby, I'm a hammer, did you stop?
Bossy, bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy, fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast, G, my money so long it doesn't know me, it's looking at my kids like I'm bossy.
Ayo, Sean.
Ay, so when me spitty body with it, maybe gala get with it. Spitty body with it, maybe gala get. When me tippy body with it, maybe gala get with it. Wind up your body and spin it. Girl, when you bubble, lots of trouble. Why you give me this something, now turn it around and bring it. You're pressing it back and I know nothing if I push that button. My girl down, but I can't tame it. Once you broke out and fling it. Once your body shaking up to the limit. Once you wild out to wild it to S to the base. Step London and mid on edges. Is it?
Bossy.
I came to rap, you know, do my thing. Sabi put me on the gram, you know, remix thing. Pull tight Wiley with the Pacino flow. Godfather part 2, call me De Niro. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. Disrespect, man, get a slap on the chin. Man, a king in a top bowl, Larry. Man, a big DJ, Ox, Megan and Harry. Bossy, man, a bossy. I make your girl melt like a toasty. I'll be this way someday, and I write for myself, no ghosting.
Needs a boy, got money in a bank on. Ready for roll and blaze up this tank on. Got the girls from Tamwan to Hong Kong. The girl, them champion. In it.
Bossy, bossy. Godfather, man a OG. Man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast, G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy. I fly around the world cause I'm bossy. Bossy. Bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy, fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free.
All right, that was Bossy by Wiley, Sean Paul, Stefflon Don, and featuring Idris Elba.
I fly around the world cause I'm bossy.
Music time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. In case you're just joining us, we've got so much more great music to come. More music. Song of the Week tomorrow by Manifest. Kwame Ofori and I did this one from Accra with the artist himself in December. Vintage tune. And a very special feature from Nairobi by Bill ODD about a brand new album coming out called Sounds of Sasab. So let's get to some classic neo-soul from South Africa by Amanda Black. Here is Amazulu.
Drifting, I'm drifting away. To the
Amanda Black from South Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, and now it is time for...
And this is the Song of the Week.
We are doing Song of the Week with Manifest.
Nice to be here.
And we're also not in our studio in VOA, are we, Kwame?
Nope. For the first time, you took me to Ghana.
I didn't leave him behind, as yes. He always says. So we are in Accra, Ghana, and it is a delight to have Manifest with us and to be together. The song of the week is Tomorrow. Let's check it out.
To Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right now. I can turn a tear into a bright smile.
So Manifest, I love this song, and the collaboration with Burna Boy just really works. How did you guys come to do this collaboration?
Well, our meeting was a long time coming, but eventually we linked up in person in 2018. And we ended up recording a couple of songs, and then one ended up on his album, African Giants, and that was released earlier in the year, and then we released this. We really have a good chemistry, so I think every time people hear us, it doesn't have to be about the same subject matter, but it really resonates.
I'll say it does. There is a Grammy, mention of a Grammy somewhere. Can you explain that real quick?
Yeah, definitely. His album, African Giants, just got nominated for a Grammy, and the song we did, Another Story, was on that album. The question is really, why is it just one Grammy nomination?
You guys were in a hotel room when you recorded that song. Will you explain that? I think that's very interesting.
Technology is also an equalizer. It's made it possible so that we have mobile studio equipment. And we don't always have to plan. Let's go to the studio. So it allows us to tap into immediate, spontaneous energy. And he was here for vacation when his hotel room were kicking it. The beat was played, and the song was made. And it was magical afterwards. Yeah.
The beat was played, and the song was made.
Like you did for me, whispering the wind with the sweetest melody.
Nuweku feels more political, if I can say that, but then the Gamble feels more like a love story. What inspired the theme for the Gamble and then Tomorrow?
Well, I think both Nuweku and the Gamble, what they have together, there's concept albums. So Nuweku, because of the nature of the concept of it, which is the grass is always greener on the other side, except it isn't, I had to tackle many different things. And then Tomorrow is one of the expressions of an urgent love. You're asking somebody to almost gamble on their love, to say, tomorrow might never come. But once we're here today, let's love like tomorrow never comes.
'Cause tomorrow, no, they promise to nobody. So today, me, I go love you like say.
It's a beautiful kind of desperation you hear in that kind of a love song. It's not that let's live forevermore, let's be together forever. As I say, you know what? Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I might mess up. But guess what? Today I'll love you like tomorrow will never come.
And it's a beautiful video. Very, very beautiful video. What interests me, though, is why 7 songs on the album?
Aside from the fact that if you like numerology, 7 is a lucky number. But I wasn't trying to stretch it out. Some got left on the cutting floor, some songs, but this felt like the narrative from beginning to front fit together and left people wanting more.
So it's a tasty snack.
It's more than a snack.
Would you just sing a little bit of Tomorrow, just sort of freestyle?
You want to Mr. Right, I'm Mr. Right now. I can turn a tear into a bright smile. Damn, what's a year? How many fights now? Tomorrow, no, they promise to nobody. So today, I will love you like, say, tomorrow, no day.
You have a great singing voice, but you always say you do not sing.
Yeah, I just tweak melodies. You know, I think it is already within our cultural context where everybody sings. All the songs are melodic, etc. Whether you go to sports games, whether it's traditional songs, outdoor, and whatever. When we never thought of it like, oh, so you knew who was a singer. So the fact that I'm able to pull out the melody doesn't mean that I'm going to focus on that. I know that I'm more focused on the music as the fullness of it, and I'm able to harness different powers. I'm able to harness a bit of my lyrical ability, my conceptual ability, and my melodic ability to make it happen.
All right. Well, I'm satisfied. I am. Oh my gosh. So I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you now in Norway.
And this is
MWW Manifest from Accra, Ghana.
Song of the Week.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Now I want us to step back in time, back when world music was what everyone called music coming out of Africa that was marketed and successful in the United States and Europe. One of the top world music artists was Wes Madiko. He's just known as Wes. He's a multi-award winner, including one Grammy. He's from Cameroon, and this is one of his all-time great hits from 1997, Alani. That was Alane by Wes from Cameroon. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and now we're going to East Africa. This is a 2015 song called Alinawo Chalina by Afrigo Band out of Uganda.
Chana change, chaka vichonchi matira, chabula bechana change mama buliali na echana kwate wade kono mujerega nzemanyi mwe yakalira wabula bedudu wange mama buliali na echana kwate amazima eno galina gigale to mukwano kwe bulia mulaba mweko ba mama buliali na echana kwate zemufanze no firaho bulia mukwata kayo yakufa zemufanze no firaho mama buliali na echana kwate
Chalina, Buliari na Chalina, Ali na Chalina, Mama Buliari na Chana Quati, Ali na Chalina, Buliari na Chalina, Ali na Chalina, Mama Buliari na Chana Quati,
Quagala Gova Singa, Cabalumeva Fesalwa, Tuzalevia Navia Fe, Mama Bulia Chica, Singa Chica, Weva Post Viva Sunday, Abagalo Fusuza. Kendo chulendi eko mama nenjala na yeno manyo Kwa gala goba singa Kabalumeva fe salwa Tuzalebi anabia fe mama Bulia chike singa chike Abagalo kusuza Tukendo chulendie ko mama Nenjala na eno manyo
Ali na ochalina Buliali na ochalina Ali na ochalina Mama buliali na wechana kwate Ali na ochalina Buliali na ochalina Ali na ochalina Mama buliali na wechana kwate
was Afrigo Band with Ali na Ochalina from Uganda. This is Heather Maxwell, and now we turn to our feature interview in Nairobi. Hey, Bill.
Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya. Thanks, Heather Maxwell. I'm Bill Odidi, and we've got some very exciting cutting-edge sounds from Kenya for 2020, presenting an album called The Sounds of Sasab. These are the voices of traditional singers from the Samburu community in northern Kenya. I'll allow you just to have a little taste. Wonderful voices from the Samburu traditional singers of Kenya. These singers were recorded by a group of DJs and producers from Nairobi who call themselves the Midi Minds. They then created a fusion of traditional songs with electronic beats in collaboration with DJs around the world. The album has just been launched worldwide, and I got to hear more about it by speaking to two of the artists behind the project, DJ Suraj and Dylan S.
The idea of the Sounds of series is something we've always talked about since we were growing up here, and we've been friends for a long time. And you hear a lot of music that incorporates traditional vocals, tribal vocals, but there's never any credit given to the singers behind it. There's never the story told. And it's such an interesting culture that we figured, why not actually tell the story of how these vocals have been recorded, why they are sung, what they're sung for, and so on. So we plan to do this with a lot of traditional tribes in Kenya. The first track is by artist called Vitu Shenzi. He's from Kenya as well, but based in South Africa when he made this track. And he tried to keep this track very Kenyan, using a lot of guitars, and the voices kept very raw. It's been one of the biggest tracks locally of the VA.
Okay, so introduce it for us then.
So it's Vitu Shenzi, I'm Going Home.
Yeah.
Great, I love that. Vitu Shenzi, a Kenyan artist based in South Africa with a track called I'm Going Home. It's taken from a compilation album called The Sounds of Sasab. So how were the voices of these traditional singers from the Samburu community in northern Kenya recorded?
So basically we created a mobile studio. We created an environment that was comfortable for the community. Mm-hmm. And they basically sang the songs that they sing during ceremonies. So from a child becoming a warrior or becoming a man, circumcision, marriage, death. We created a space for them to literally just be themselves and record all of these songs as song basis, basically. So we let them sing as they naturally do. And then once we recorded the samples, we came back to Nairobi. We cleaned up the samples, got them ready to now start sending them to producers. Mm-hmm. And then we sent them to over 30 producers around the world. And we got like 19 artists who created their own original music infused with these samples, basically.
Beautiful stuff, yeah. Can we play something else from the album?
The next track we'll be playing is a track called Eco Buru. Mm. And it's by a gentleman called Lawrence Dix from Cape Town, South Africa. This song infuses a lot of live instruments. He played a horn section on it and he played a bass on it as well. Eco Buru by Lawrence Dix, yeah. From Sounds of Sasab.
What you've been hearing is proof that you can really mix traditional singing with contemporary rhythms and make a perfect fusion. The album we featured is called The Sounds of Sasab, featuring 19 original songs created by producers from samples collected from traditional Samburu singers of northern Kenya. That's about all the time we had here in Nairobi, Kenya. Rambelo Didi, back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Thanks, Bill. That was fantastic. Hello, everybody. Well, now it's time for our vintage tune. I'm taking you to Nigeria to traditional music. This is a original recording from April 10th, 1988 on Music Time in Africa, back when Leo Sarkisian was in charge and writing the scripts and presenting the show.
Another recording that was sent to us by our friend in Onitsha, Nigeria, Gerald Ludo. This time, Igbo traditional dance music by a group from Arundizu Ogu. And the leader of the group has an interesting name, Perikomo Okoye, Onana Nesokwe.
Managing Director Kana Yochukwu Brothers Enterprises Nigeria. Ono yanu omehije kwiku ekanu ya nante. Kene mazi Boniface, e wete go one Nandi Zog. Ono yanu, ome na 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 sokwe, ome na 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 sokwe, ya magan kende jibiri beha, ome na 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 sokwe, aya padone, aya putana. Natiabana.
Come na 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 so quick. Come na 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 so quick. I am a lengken to the deliver. Come na 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 so quick.
I am a donne. I am a putana. Natiabana. Ekerembana. 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 Bapimunobo.
Nigeria, neto marry the one of Abba. I'm on Yanni, you know, I'm working on the car. I'm on Yanni, back on the Rubin. We back on Maria William Pum 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 Pum.
So that was Perry Como Okoye and his traditional music and dance group of Arondizugu, Eastern Nigeria. This is Heather Maxwell, and with that, we say goodbye for this week. Thank you so much for joining me.
Also, I want to thank Jackson Vunganyi for stopping in the studio, to Manifest for according his interview with Kwame and I for Song of the Week in Accra, Ghana, and also a big thank you to Bill Odidi for his interview with DJ Swaj and Dylan S. of Sounds of Sasab from Kenya.
You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page or group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can get updates, fresh new photos, news, and videos. On our FM stations, we're live Saturdays and Sundays at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave Friday at 0905 UTC. And on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Stay beautiful, Africa.